ESPN Kansas City is KCTE Independence and K233 DM Raytown. 1510 AM, 94.5 FM.
What's one thing that we all have in common? One thing that brings us together? One thing that we can't live without? The answer is food. Now sit back and discover local restaurants, meet interesting people, learn new food facts, and explore delicious recipes. This is the Love KC Food Show.
Hello, Kansas City. This is the Love KC Food Show with Drew, Brian, and Emma. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good. Doing really good. Glad to be on the food show.
Drew, what are we talking about today?
My favorite thing, burgers, burgers, and more burgers. I love a good hamburger. Don't you?
This is the second series in the cheeseburger.
The cheeseburger
in
what?
Paradise.
In Paradise.
Go. Yeah, and
we're
having a contest.
Second series. Yeah, we're doing a contest. What we're trying to do in Kansas City is find the best burger throughout Kansas City.
You know, it's so exciting, Brian. I just came from another one of our guests. They've heard about our contest. They have designed a brand new hamburger just for this contest. They believe they can do it.
What?
Really?
Yeah, burnt-in barbecue. Burnt-in barbecue.
It's a burger?
They just because. This is the impact this show is making, Brian.
They made their own burger?
They made a burger for the show. They want to compete. They want to go toe-to-toe with the best burger.
What, are they going to smoke it?
I don't even know. He was telling me. I was talking to Smokey at Burn-In, and they have a really special burger that they want to put forward in the show. So we're pretty excited about that. But that's how exciting it is here at the Love KC Food Show.
Wow. Things are getting serious.
Yeah.
Well, we've had a lot of different burger places on.
Yes.
So far in the past. And I think we've narrowed us down to a number of them.
Yeah. We may have to extend the contest.
We may have to go four on this contest because burgers are a big deal.
It's big. And if people are jumping in because they want that award. They want to be the best. I get it. So where can they vote on this?
They can go to findandrefer.com.
Findandrefer.com.
They can also go to kcfoodshow.com and they can cast their vote for the best burger place.
Fantastic.
We actually have three contests going on.
Three?
One is...
Maybe we should just start a contest company.
Yeah, one is the best barbecue.
Yeah.
Because we're a barbecue town, right?
Well, yeah.
And 100%. One is the best burger because we're a burger town.
Yes.
And then the other one is kind of up in the air because it's called Around the World.
Around the World.
That's kind of every taste you can imagine around the world.
Okay. Now, are we picking a restaurant
a
genre? What are we doing?
No, a restaurant.
A restaurant.
We have so many different varieties of food.
Right.
Give me like three of your favorite examples.
Well, I love the traditional Mexican food right now.
Okay, that's one.
Incredible. We have, you know, whether you call it Greek or...
Okay, Greek. You know, that's two. Mediterranean.
Mediterranean, that whole genre, which even within that, there's so many different folks that are doing food.
Totally.
It's amazing. And, man, what's the third one?
I think you just went there.
Oh, barbecue? Yeah, of course, barbecue. You
can't leave out the barbecue.
Can't leave out the barbecue.
But we have a lot more. We have Asian food.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of it all over.
I mean, the whole world is in Kansas City.
We have...
Middle Eastern?
We have Middle Eastern. We have Middle Eastern delis. We have a lot of different restaurants.
Yes.
And on top of that,
yeah,
we've got African restaurants.
Oh incredible food.
Yes.
Yeah.
Emma, you were there.
I was there.
And some of these restaurants that are here located in Kansas City sell African menus,
yes,
which you would typically get
sure
there.
Oh, yeah. absolutely.
Rice and beans,
like
golly.
Blue Nile Cafe is phenomenal.
Okay.
Yeah, that's really
there.
Oh, it's really good.
I think there's a place called Fanny's.
Okay.
African.
Well, we're not getting into
cuisine.
That yet because we're going to bring some of these people on the show
that's,
go around the world.
Oh,
that's perfect.
And we'll be talking about that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, but here we're talking about cheeseburgers.
Yeah, and one of our sponsors, findandrefer.com, we want to thank them. You know, if you have a need for anything really with your home, like gutters or carpets or anything.
Restaurants.
Restaurants, absolutely. And
retail, insurance, whatever.
And the best way to find these places is not always just Google it, but is to get a referral.
You know, there's a lot of review sites that are out there that exist.
Mm-hmm.
And
but they're not always local.
Well, no, they're not always local. And number two, how do you know that that review is true?
Right.
What if it's just somebody down the street?
Well, I'd want some verification.
Yeah, you ran a
coffee shop.
Chocolate shop.
Yep.
And what's to say that your competition a block down the street isn't
right.
going to give you a bad review?
Right, didn't submarine you?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't know.
Yep.
So a referral site is absolutely better.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you tell me that I had my roof done,
right,
and I verify that company, and then I give it to the other guys, and they verify it, we put them on the site saying, these had great referrals.
Findandrefer.com. Check them out.
Yeah. So, who do we have on the show today,
Mr. Drew? I'm so excited. Please introduce yourself. It is Casey Smokeburger. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hi,
thank
great.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. So this is Sadine. It is my family's business.
Awesome.
So yeah, I'm excited to be here with
Sadine,
you guys.
Right?
Sadine, yes.
That is a beautiful name.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
So you've worked in this restaurant, if it's your family's. How long has your family had that?
They have had it like about 3 years now.
Okay.
I've only worked there for like 6 months. I co-managed with other co-managers that I had there. And
yeah.
But
Smokeburgers has been there longer than three, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's been there since 2010.
Yeah.
That's when it first was remodeled and made into Casey Smokeburgers.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. It's really good food. So, and it's smokeburgers.com, right?
Yes, it is.
Now, where are you guys located?
So the first and main location is on West 39th Street. That's by the Plaza and the KU University.
Right.
And then we have recently opened a new carryout location.
Oh.
Yes. That
Where's
is on
that?
Leavenworth Road. And that's in Kansas City, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So let me tell you a little bit about this restaurant and it's a bit like of its history. So this place has been diverse since day one. And we do believe that diversity makes it a lot more meaningful, especially here in Kansas City. And so it used to be a traditional Middle Eastern cuisine.
Yeah.
It was known as Jerusalem Cafe. Have you heard of it?
Oh, yeah.
They have relocated, I think, down Westport.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. And so, but in 2010, it transitioned into what's known now as like Casey Smokeburgers.
Okay.
They came up with an idea of smoked burgers and they felt like there's a need for it here in the Plaza area.
Yes.
There is. Okay. So, yeah. I have so many things to say, but
she's got the inside track here. Emma does. So she's saying you're right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at that.
And so the idea of the smoked burgers is basically it's just like the meat is smoked and on open flame, and so you can definitely feel like the fire taste on it.
Oh yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
Flame grilled.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's so different.
Have you tried it?
I haven't tried your specific burgers, but I have tried a flame grilled burger.
No, I have. It's really
have
good.
You? Okay, true.
Yeah, the burgers are great.
Okay,
they're
okay.
phenomenal.
It's a different taste.
Mm-hmm.
I look forward to trying some of those things in a few minutes.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You'll get nothing and like it.
Oh, Brian. Oh,
Brian's guarding the food. So you brought some with you.
I did. Yes,
yeah.
I brought some for you
I'm
guys
the official
to try
food
it.
Critic, by the way.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Nice to meet you.
It's an official title here at the Love Casey Food Show.
And we give her nothing.
She does all this for nothing. Well, for the food, I guess.
For the food. It's for the food.
Yeah, that's
well,
right.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
I'd love to be the... I love food. I can relate.
Well, you're in the right business.
You are in the right... Yeah.
Yep. And so, yeah. And since then, we have professional chefs that are from all different parts from the Middle East. Jordan, Palestine, Iraq, everything.
Awesome.
Wow. Yes. And so we definitely included the American style of burgers, but with a Middle Eastern twist and seasoning.
Love it.
Wow.
Yes. And I believe that's what makes us unique. And so, yeah, they...
See, only in Kansas City.
Yeah, only in Kansas City.
Where could
City
you find that sort of mix?
No, there's just so much diversity in this city. I love
it. Like Lebanese style?
No, more of Jordanian.
Oh, yeah.
Jordanian.
Shawarmas?
Shawarma, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, sorry. Did I pronounce kibbe?
Kebabs?
No, the kibbe, you know.
I'm not sure.
Bulgur wheat with the ground beef that are made into the dip in the yogurt.
I'm not sure if that's another name for it. Well, we do have different, even like in the Middle East, we do have different dishes depending on the country too. It's like a dish that Lebanon would have is not a dish that we would serve too. You know, we do have similar ones, but it's not all the same.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
No, Brian, try some more.
Yeah, keep going, Brian.
I was over in Lebanon.
Okay. Whoa.
I enjoyed the food.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When was that?
Yeah.
That was in the 80s.
Okay.
And it wasn't a great time either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We were in a war.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
totally. They were in a war.
They were right.
Yeah. It wasn't a great time.
But I guess the food was good?
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my. I can't even imagine.
Tell me more. What have you tried there?
Yeah, we want to know.
So there was a lot of dishes that I couldn't absolutely pronounce.
Right.
What?
Try to say them what? Now.
But, some of them escaped my mind, but they made this... it wasn't a burrito. It was wrapped in something else.
Shawarma?
Shawarma.
No, I love those.
Pita.
I love those. No, it wasn't.
A hot pocket.
Very, very thin. And it had a lot of chicken inside of it.
That's probably shawarma, no?
Well, I had the beef.
There's chicken and there's beef.
Oh, okay.
So beef shawarma.
There's a beef shawarma and there's a chicken one.
Okay. Oh. All right.
They're delicious.
Oh, yeah. So do you serve stuff like that at Smoke Burgers or no?
We do. We do serve chicken shawarma, yeah.
This sounds like the perfect place.
It does.
They're so good.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We might get into this, but I heard something about the Philly cheesesteaks.
Yes, I've got you one.
Oh, my gosh.
You've got one for us.
Yes.
When?
That's mine.
Uh-oh.
Emma gets nothing.
I get everything, Brian. Okay, and also, I have to ask. So I saw on the website pictures or whatever. Uh-huh. The stamp on the bun of the burger in KC. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Do you guys do that, right?
We do that in store. We do get the buns and we stamp them.
That is so
fascinating.
Yes. I don't know if I've seen another burger place actually stamp the bun of the burger. So what does the stamp look like? Is it like just a typical...
It says KC and then it's like, you'll see it. You'll be able to see it too. It says basically KC and like...
It's like a normal stamp you would stamp with an envelope?
No. So it's like a little middle tool, I would say, you would put on the flame and then it gets really hot.
Okay.
And then you...
And you just put it on the bun.
Yes, you do. Uh-huh.
That is so cool. It's so tasteful, right? And it's a nice touch to have.
So you can build your own burger at your place?
You can. Do you want me to go right ahead and dive into the menu?
Let's do it.
As we're drooling, yes, please go ahead.
Okay, I will start by the most popular, the famous burgers that we have. So the first one would have to be the signature burger, and that's basically half a pound of meat. It is grilled on an open flame.
Yeah.
And then it's...
can you tell us what wood you use, or is that secret?
That's a bit of a secret.
Yeah, I bet. Okay.
Yeah.
We tried.
And then we do have our house signature sauce, which is basically garlic butter. And then what makes it unique is that you can feel the strong flavor in it.
Oh.
I feel it now.
Yeah. Have you had breakfast yet or no?
I had an earlier lunch than usual.
That's amazing.
So.
You did?
She's radio hungry. Go ahead.
Okay, yes. And then the second one would be the double cheeseburger. That's 2 half a pounds, so like a pound of burger meat. And then it's got bacon in it. It's got cheese and all the onions, pickles, tomatoes, and the good veggies that you would love. And then...
you had me at bacon, so...
My favorite one...
You had Emma at food.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
What's your favorite?
My favorite one is the mushroom Swiss, and that's basically the meat patty is covered with, topped with grilled mushrooms, and then it's got Swiss cheese melted on
it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I bet that's wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot more on the list.
Oh,
but
yeah.
The you know, most popular ones would be, I would say, the crunchy burger. And it's like, it has crispy bacon on it. It's got onion rings, onion crunch, and tortilla chips, which...
Really?
Just talking about this, I can hear the sound of... I can hear the sound of crunching into and biting into the
burger. You can hear it, actually, right now.
I can hear... Yeah, I can hear it.
Wow.
I just...
That's
yeah.
when you
can
know
hear
your,
the crunch.
You know your food.
Yeah. And then the final one I would like to talk about is the Monster Burger.
The Monster.
Yes.
And we're going to break, and when we get back, okay. you're going to tell us, what is a Monster Burger? This
I
is Drew,
sure
Brian,
will.
Emma with the Love KC Food Show. We'll be back.
Do you want to increase your business sales in 30 days? We've developed a proven method to do just that. What if I told you that for less than $5 per day, you could increase your sales? You can with the help of KC Referral Network. KC Referral Network will promote and market your business on four of the most effective advertising platforms: radio, direct mail, digital marketing, and referral directory marketing. Get started today at saleskc.com. That's saleskc.com, and increase your business sales in 30 days. saleskc.com.
When's the last time you've made it down to the beach to have the perfect seafood dinner? Come on down to Hook and Reel, just 15 minutes outside of downtown in Overland Park. We'll take good care of you. We've got the freshest seafood in Kansas City, from crab legs to shrimp to fresh mussels and clams, or some fresh shucked oysters. You can't make it to the beach for dinner? Come on down to Hook and Reel, 119th and Medcalf, 913-787-3660. Hookandreel.com.
And we're back with the Love KC Food Show. Drew, Brian, and Emma, we have an amazing guest here, KC Smoke Burger, smokeburgers.com, two locations, one on 39th near KU Med, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is in Kansas City, Kansas. That's a delivery only. Is that right? Or
no,
walk-in?
That's a carry-out only.
Carry-out only.
We do have that drive-through, but we're still working on it.
But soon to have drive-through.
Yes, definitely, yes.
And the locations, are they listed on smokeburgers.com, both locations?
I mean, if you look up Casey Smoke Burgers Leavenworth, you should be able to
okay.
find it out.
And that's yeah. in Leavenworth.
Leavenworth Road, Kansas
Leavenworth.
City, Kansas.
Oh, KCK.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yep. So north KCK near. Yep, awesome.
Yep.
Well, that and how long has that location been open?
We're somewhat new still. We've opened in September 2021.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was our first
good month. Timing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, good timing. Well, very cool. Thanks for coming on. Now, when we were just talking, you were talking about, what was it, a Monster Burger?
The Monster Burger, yes.
The Monster Burger, yes.
So it's basically three patties of the half a pound meat.
So if my math is right, that's 3/4
That is.
Of a pound.
That is.
Whoa.
Good job.
Thank you.
And then you get 6 pieces of bacon.
What?
3 pieces
6
of cheese.
Pieces.
Yes. That's if you're like starving, you know, like
and a wheelbarrow to haul your friend out after they're done eating that.
Oh yeah,
exactly.
Well deserved cheat day.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about.
Definitely. And then it's got 3 slices of cheese
oh,
and
my
then
goodness.
All the veggies on top. So it's
that's
a full
amazing.
One.
Wow.
Yes, it's
called the
one.
Monster Burger.
Well, that the might monster. Be one of the ones that you're highlighting now, but what about the Danger Zone?
Oh, man.
Danger
okay.
Fire Smoke Burger.
Oh,
what
boy.
Is that?
Oh, boy.
Let me tell you.
Because
it is
we
dangerous.
Have one person over here who loves spice. I can't take
true.
It.
It's true. I love spiciness.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm all about it.
He, really? Our board op loves spice.
Big
so
time spice fan.
So what is the Danger Zone Fire Smoke Burger?
Okay, let me tell you. So it's basically the meat patty, and it's grilled. It's got sriracha sauce on it, jalapenos, pepper jack, and our signature sauce on it. And so it's like,
whoa.
It's
whoa.
Really spicy.
What's the signature sauce? I'm a big sauce person.
It's a secret one.
You can't
one.
Tell what
Can you
the
tell
signature
us every ingredient
no, you
right
know.
Now?
I would love to, but...
I know you can.
That's like the special sauce, double patties, Matt, you know.
I know.
No one knows what the special
I know,
sauce
I just
was.
Always like to ask, you know, I know right. you're not going to get
Two
it.
Two
whole
yeah. beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions,
yeah.
lettuce, sesame,
I, do they even bun. Sell that anymore?
Yeah, they... What?
I'm just
Come
kidding.
On. But also, not including the Danger Zone Fire Smoke Burger,
Yeah.
But you also do a barbecue burger?
We do. And then we also offer the vegetarian as a vegetarian option because I once...
It's a growing trend.
Yes. Yeah. I used to be a vegetarian. We do have a vegetarian patty, and it's made with, of course, only vegetables.
Okay.
But you used to be. But then you started working in the burger place.
That is exactly what happened.
Really?
That is exactly what happened.
Is that right?
It is right.
Oh my goodness.
I started eating
smoke burgers.
I couldn't.
You know, you should make that as part of your logo, converting vegetarians one by one.
Just couldn't do
That's
it anymore.
Hilarious.
You know, yeah. I started.
For 5 years, I went vegetarian.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, oh, it's barbecue.
Oh man.
I mean, it all started when they tell me, like, okay, here's one, you know, just try it out, see how it
just feels. Try it.
And so we can tell the customers how
right.
it tastes.
Right.
So I was like, yeah, for sure. And I tried it.
Right.
And then I'm still trying it until today.
I'm still trying it.
That is hilarious.
I love that story. That's how good your burgers are.
You guys
are converting vegetarians. I love it.
And the chicken as well. We have like chicken strips, chicken sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
And when you brought fries in, you guys got good fries.
What is this?
These are great.
It's amazing.
Honestly, I'm not sure like the name, but I know it's like...
It has a sweet kick to it.
It is. Like it's sweet and salty at the same time. Yes.
Yeah. I hope our audience can hear me eating them.
Right now, not only that, though, you get to choose your favorite sauce on your burger.
You definitely do.
So back in the day now, none of these people in this studio are old enough to remember the old Smacks restaurant.
That's correct. I don't know what that is.
So the last one left was in Ward Parkway Shopping Center, and it was a fast food chain before McDonald's started, took over here.
Uh-huh. So like in the 20s?
I'm not that old. That was I'm not that old. But they had, so you went up there, and they had all the sauces out there. And they weren't real 100% beef burgers. They were like soybean burgers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But then McDonald's came out with 100% all beef burgers.
Oh, there you go.
But you could put your own sauce. So you have a lot of different sauces I saw on the menu.
We do, yes, we do. And you can choose from them, definitely, yes.
And I love the blue cheese and the chili cheeseburger.
Oh, yes.
That's a unique one.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you've got the chili cheese, the chili on it, on the burger itself.
Right.
And then you've got the cheese sauce on top of it. So it's like... It's a full flavor.
I mean, you want the beef?
Wow.
You got the beef.
Wow.
With a chili cheeseburger.
Oh, yeah, that's full beef.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is wonderful.
Yep.
So, other than that, you've got your bacon smoke. You've got all that.
Uh-huh.
So, bacon's great on a burger?
Well, I think the last thing is, do you have specials? When's a great time to come down?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So on Tuesdays, we do have Taco Tuesdays, which is like, yeah, we do have tacos, too.
Okay.
We do, yes.
Taco Tuesday, I mean, curveball.
Well, you're covering the world. We should have brought here in.
This is amazing. Taco Tuesday. Okay.
I mean, the menu is like, I still got a lot.
Very diverse.
But I don't want to, you know, make you guys all hungry.
Well, we're going to have to
time.
Check it out. Smokeburgers.com. Go down to 39th Street and check them out. Are you there all the time?
I'm not. I only work part-time.
Yeah.
Like part-time of that in like a couple of days a week.
There you go.
Yeah.
But it's your family's place.
It is.
And come and check them out. I'm telling you, I wish you could be here in the studio audience. It smells delightful.
It's perfect.
We can't wait to have some on the commercial rate. And some of the best fries I've ever had, by the way.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, really good. I don't know what you're doing that in, but that is very tasty. So come check them out. Smokeburgers.com, 816-931-4455. That's 816-931-4455. Smokeburgers.com. We'll be back at the Love KC Food Show with Drew, Brian, and Emma. Thank you for coming on.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate you guys.
Do you drink your coffee with milk? Then MAP's best-selling coffee, the Milk Blend, was designed for your taste buds. Nutty, rich, and very popular, Milk Blend is the perfect partner to your favorite milk product. Take 10% off your coffee order online at mappscoffee.com. Use the code RADIO at checkout. That's discount code RADIO, RADIO, at mappscoffee.com. Enjoy your coffee your way with MAPS.
And we're back on the Love KC Food Show.
What a great
with
show.
Drew, Brian, and Emma.
Whoever thought of diversity in burgers?
Diversity in burgers. Well, yeah. It's tough to think of.
But it's here.
It's here.
We're so diverse that we have diverse burgers.
We have an extremely extreme variety of food.
Well said.
Here in the Kansas City metro area.
We do.
You can go anywhere in this area.
Right.
And you can get Cajun seafood. You can get regular burgers. You can get...
Like Hook and Reel.
Yes.
Oh,
you can
yeah.
go to Hook and Reel.
They will hook you up and then it will be real.
And Jeff good. Jeff is there. Go say hi to Jeff.
Jeff is the man.
Jeff will hook you up.
Get
He's a good guy.
Blue crab legs.
Blue crab legs.
It's blue crab.
Blue crab.
And I don't know if okay. they have that anymore. Is that still in season?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't know. Sorry about that, everybody. But
I
next year,
so.
Maybe check again.
But they've
again.
Got good stuff. You know, they're having a Fat Tuesday party.
Well, they should.
They are.
They should.
We got invited.
Right before Mardi Gras. Right after Mardi Gras.
Hey,
no, it's
we,
right.
At the Love KC Food Show, we got invited to their Fat Tuesday party.
I'm going.
We're fat enough?
Yeah, we're fat enough. Maybe you don't know what Fat Tuesday is.
You're Tuesday enough.
There
You're,
you go.
You don't
from
know
the
what Fat Tuesday
seat.
Is?
No, please tell me.
Fat Tuesday is the day before Lent starts.
Oh,
and
okay.
you drink a lot and
so,
eat a lot
so they
because
put
you're
on,
getting ready to fast.
So like in oh. New Orleans and these areas, they put on a whole festival that lasts for a couple of weeks.
It involves a lot of nudity.
A lot oh. of...
And alcohol.
A lot of stuff that...
It's not a family event, really.
Okay.
Nothing you would want to bring your children to.
No.
Okay,
no.
got it.
But there's a lot of beads and there's a lot of...
Now, my friend went down there for that week and did healing. He prayed for people's healings.
I wow. bet that helped him.
No, it really...
Just over hangovers?
No, it was amazing, he said. It was absolutely amazing.
That's
I was like,
so
that is
cool.
the weirdest thing I've ever heard, dude. But I thought, what an ironic thing to go do, you know?
I've been there a couple of times.
Can you imagine? Hey, can I pray for you?
That would scare me. That would really scare me.
I was just
me.
Here to get drunk and show off my top. Like, no,
yeah.
I don't want you to pray
no,
for
no,
me.
No, 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 no thanks.
But
Pass.
He said it was amazing. People really did want prayer.
Well, I can tell you that. And so then the last night of Mardi Gras or that fest, the day before Lent, because that's when they give up everything for 30 days or whatever they choose, right?
Yeah, I don't.
So they give up alcohol
right.
or beef or
no
whatever.
No more going to Fat Tuesday's parties. They
just not
give
for
that
a month.
Up. They just give that up for a month.
Until Easter, I think.
That is a long time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But today we're talking about burgers here in Kansas
burgers,
City.
Burgers,
we're
burgers.
Talking about all kinds of different burgers.
We have and a
we
long
had a
tradition.
Great we had a great guest on, Casey Smoke Burger, and they're located at smokeburgers.com, and they brought in a variety of different kinds
and
of
And then right
food.
At the end she threw out tacos.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way.
Yeah, I. Yeah.
Oh,
I,
by the way.
We have Taco Tuesday, she said.
I love that.
Did you know the burger is not the actual name?
What?
No.
Womp, womp, womp.
The burger is a stripped name. Yeah, it originally was the first burger introduced in any popular fast food is called the hamburger. Now, why did they call it a hamburger? Do you have any ideas?
No.
As a kid, I thought it's because that's what the meat was made from, the ham.
The ham.
But that makes no sense. It's not ham.
Is it because it's from the Hamburg steak?
It is from Hamburg, Germany.
Okay.
And the German
Hamburg.
Immigrants brought in all of this food that they used to do. Now, they didn't put it, it wasn't just like a burger that we get today, but it was between two slices of bread and,
and
a patty.
Okay.
And it was always called the hamburger. And if you remember the old McDonald's commercials,
right.
It was called the Hamburglar.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, I do remember that.
It was called, so everything was, yes.
So the actual name in German is the Frikadelle for the Hamburg steak sandwich that they made.
Does he have the Google machine in there?
I have the Googleator back
here. Is that what's happening?
That is what's happening. I'm not a crazy wealth of knowledge.
I felt all of a sudden.
He's Googling us as we speak.
That's awesome.
I love it.
McDonald's has the record for selling burgers.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yes.
In so, the billions.
Yeah.
Wait, are they at a trillion yet? I think they are. I think it rolled over.
I don't know if they're at a trillion yet, but the food record now stands at selling more than 300 billion burgers.
Unbelievable.
Billion burgers. The company sells more than 75 burgers every second.
Wow.
That's amazing.
So here we go. 175 burgers sold at McDonald's. One. Another 75.
And if you ask anybody, they don't eat there. Nobody eats there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, oh, they
no.
eat there.
Well, obviously.
By far, they dwarf the fast food industry in burgers.
Yeah.
I mean, just look at Americans.
America.
Burgers are sold in huge quantities around the world, so it's a very famous dish. People love it from all over the world.
Is it? Do you think it's considered an American food?
You know, I think it's considered a German, maybe an American. Mm-hmm. I think America's made it popular.
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
But some countries call it a burger, while others call it a sandwich. And believe it or not, the 60% of the sandwiches that are sold globally are actually burgers. 60% of
really?
Every sandwich globally.
Globally, in the world.
You were in Africa. Did you have a burger?
You know, I think I may have had one in my
well,
time.
I mean, the fact that you can get one.
But they sold it.
Yeah.
In Africa.
Or they made it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, and it was so good.
Right. I think you can go just about anywhere and get a burger.
Sure. Yeah.
I know you can in China.
A hamburger.
You know, you can always find a McDonald's, too. I'm sorry, going back to the McDonald's thing. When you're in another country and you're missing home.
There's always McDonald's.
And you're an American. Just go to a McDonald's and
you'll
be fine.
There you go.
Americans eat the most, though.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Shocker. They eat the most of all the burgers. Well, as the research was turned in for the end of last year, Americans solely consumed around 50 billion burgers a year.
Whoa.
That's 50 billion with a B burgers a year. On average, Americans eat a hamburger 3 times a week.
On average.
On average.
So that means there are people that are an everyday burger guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Easily.
In fact, if all the burgers eaten by Americans alone in a year were lined up, and they just lined up all the way around, it would circle the earth 32 times.
In a year?
In 1 year. 32 times.
You know, I'm beginning to understand our weight crisis.
Me too.
Here in the U.S.
With the more you share, I'm like,
Wait, they do have a veggie burger.
Yeah.
It's
and
like
I'm not sure who's eating that.
Just don't eat the bun.
Lettuce wraps.
Just eat the burger. Yeah.
But if I'm going to have a burger, I mean, why would I settle for lettuce?
You can get no carb or
that's true. That's true.
The one thing I don't understand about the veggie burger is I like vegetables. So
why would you make it into something that looks like meat?
Yes. It's kind of like it's not a burger. It's like, I don't want something it's not.
I just love a burger, but I'm a vegetarian, so I think I just want to eat something that's not a burger.
Right.
I've always been confused with that marketing tactic.
Right.
As far as you're calling it one thing, but it's clearly not that thing.
Right.
So why not call it something else?
You know, we have an expert in the studio right now, former vegetarian current meat eater. She may be able to answer the question.
She just may.
Yeah. What's up with veggie burgers? We can't understand the theory behind it. How would you explain why they exist?
I mean, you might get a similar
See, what we're trying to think is why would you want, if you want a burger, you probably want beef, right?
Right.
So but why are you ordering a veggie burger?
And a veggie burger
why
tastes
not just
like
have a salad?
Beef.
It's supposed to give you a really similar taste, but it's more of like feeling good after eating it.
So it's for converted vegetarians.
It's more of mental.
So instead of the natural animal, you're getting all of these chemical-induced byproducts to make a veggie burger.
That is a very...
Whoa.
I don't know. I've tried a Beyond Burger. But, okay, the first burger was sold in 1921. Yep, hamburger was widely known as the burger, dates back to World War era. And you'd be surprised that the first burger sold by a fast food restaurant in the United States was 1921 for 5 cents.
5 cent burger, sure.
That's a nickel.
Heck of a good
what
day.
What was the restaurant? Do you know?
Deal.
A nickel?
No, what was the restaurant?
It was White Castle.
White Castle, yeah. I can see the sign now. White Castle, 5 cent burgers.
5 cent burgers.
Yeah.
1921. Yep. White Castle.
And it was New York?
No, White Castle actually opened in Wichita, Kansas.
That was the first fast food burger.
That was the first. Kansas has a lot of history with food.
Fast food, for sure. Pizza Hut.
Yeah, Pizza Hut.
Yep. Also Wichita.
Yep. Yep. Freddy's.
Yep.
Also Wichita. So you've got a lot of food coming out of Kansas City. Now, hamburgers, I got one more after this, but hamburgers weren't actually popular in the United States until they were introduced at the St. Louis World's Fair in 1904.
Yeah, where they built those huge buildings.
Yeah.
And then got rid of them.
And they had, it was all lighted up.
Right.
I think that was Tesla, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Well, did he do the St. Louis one? Well, he did a few of them.
He did a few of them.
Yeah.
So it was either Tesla or...
Yeah, that was the war between alternating current and direct current.
Correct.
Yep.
Correct. And the whole thing was lit up and people loved it.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a break. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about burgers, food, or the hamburger.
Mm.
Love Casey Food.
With twice as much time in the home this past year, it's time for a deep cleaning. Zerez Carpet Cleaning is the leader in no residue cleaning, proven to remove more dirt than any other method out there. Your carpets will look brighter, feel cleaner, and because of the Zerez no residue method, they stay cleaner longer. Start the new year right, and let's clean 2020 out of our homes. Right now, get 3 rooms clean for just $93. Call or schedule online at zerezkc.com. KC Referral Network was founded to help our community find local companies that fit their needs. Word-of-mouth referrals are the most reliable way for people to find a quality, trusted company. If you need to find a local, trusted company to fit your needs, go to kcreferralnetwork.com. All the companies listed have been referred to us by people in our community that have used or recommend an outstanding product or service. KC Referral Network is a free service to you. There is no sign-up or membership required. Simply go to kcreferralnetwork.com and click the Find a Company button on the homepage. KC Referral Network, word of mouth referral online. kcreferralnetwork.com. Together we can help Kansas City grow.
We get it almost every yes, I got it. I know what it is. I have no idea what that is, but that's Def Leppard, right?
Yeah, totally.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Hysteria album for sure.
Okay, we're back.
Yes,
and
we are.
With the Casey Food Show, and my last fact is beef and Americans go hand in hand, right?
Yeah, well.
You will be shocked.
Yes.
To know that approximately 71% of beef in the United States commercial hotels.
Yes.
Commercial hotels. So imagine if you go to any 71
Hilton.
Anyone. 71% of Hyatt. all those hotels that serve beef.
Yes.
Are in the form of a burger.
I believe it.
Makes sense.
I mean, you would go to some room service.
You order a burger. That's what you order.
What else are you? There's
it's
nothing
the safe
else.
Well,
to
there's
order.
A steak.
No. Or there's you're gonna get a burger and steak fries.
Because the steak's $55.
No one's doing that
at the room service.
You get a burger and a gourmet cookie the size
yeah,
of
there
Texas.
You go. She's got it. She knows.
I have stayed in many hotels.
There
and
you
I've
go.
Also eaten many burgers.
There
and
you
they don't call me the food critic for nothing, Brian.
Now, Brian, we pulled the smoke burger folks back into the studio because we said, you know, I bet you've got some more
right.
discounts that you want to share. And she came up with some that she didn't disclose earlier. What were those?
Okay, so let me tell you. The first one that we do have is the one I think I mentioned earlier, was the Taco Tuesday, which you buy one order of tacos, you get one for free. And then the second one that we are going to soon be doing is the KU students and UMKC students discount. All you have to do is just any kind of proof, student ID, or any kind of proof schedule that shows that you're a student at KU or UMKC, and then you will get a 10% off. And then we do have a frontline deal, or not a deal, I would say a discount as well, that is 10% for police officers, firefighters, and nurses to support all the frontline or the health line as well. So, yeah.
Those are awesome. Great specials. Sound really good. I mean, it's wonderful to support our first responders and our people around the city. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful to support our students.
That's
and
right.
It's also wonderful to support our patients. Sorry. And in addition to that, you had a comment that you were going to make, because at the close of the last segment, we were talking about veggie burgers, and I think you made a comment that you wanted to add a little bit to the veggie burger.
I sure did. So when Casey's Smoke Burgers opened, it was like 2010, like I mentioned before, they had the first falafel veggie burger, and it was made with like falafel is the authentic way of saying it.
Now, I've had the falafel that are the round, like, look like meatballs, but they're not in the sandwich.
Yeah, they're made into, like, a burger patty.
Yeah. And they're made into a burger patty?
Yeah, but, like, with no meat.
Well, I get it. But, I mean, I don't know how that I guess it would taste the same as a sandwich, right?
It is a very similar taste, yes.
And do you put a sauce on that?
Yes, we do. There's hummus. That's the hummus.
Oh yeah.
And then there's the garlic sauce too.
And the
garlic. It doesn't come on it, but you can customize that and request it.
Do you like the garlic sauce?
I mean, I don't like. I'm not a fan of garlic or onions, to be honest with you.
I am.
You are? Okay. Yeah.
I love onions. I'll eat an onion just like I'd eat an apple.
Oh.
Yes. Just bite right into it. That's what I have.
Couldn't be me.
Yeah.
It's so delicious. Interesting.
Yes, it's delicious. That's why nobody gets around me. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. That is something else.
Yes.
Definitely, yeah.
So give me a couple of your other sauces that you have.
Other sauces?
Yeah. So give me some. I'm sure you have a barbecue because you have a barbecue burger.
Right.
Yes.
We do have the tzatziki sauce. That's what you're going to try.
Oh, now that's great.
That's so good.
Yes,
that's what you're going to try over there now. And then we do have the hummus, like I said, garlic paste. The nacho cheese one.
I wonder how a burger would taste with the tzatziki.
That's a good question. I haven't tried that.
Yeah,
you got to try that. I bet that would be really good.
I've tried it with... Honestly, I've tried it with fries on my late
night shifts. It is good
shifts.
On a lot of things, the tzatziki sauce.
It is. I do love it. Yes.
Okay, when you eat your fries, do you eat fries?
I do.
When you eat your fries, what do you dip the fries in?
Cheese. Cheese sauce.
Okay, I'll have to agree with that. Emma, you weren't here last week. Drew and I had a little bit of an argument here.
Okay.
No, it wasn't Drew. It was on the other show with Jim. What do you dip your fries in?
My favorite thing is like a chipotle aioli sauce. So it's like mayo with like ketchup mixed together, mayo and ketchup.
Drew, what do you like to dip your fries into when you eat them? Or do you? Just, you like them raw, or do you...
Chick-fil-A sauce.
Oh.
What kind is that?
It's a Worcestershire base with, I think, mayonnaise, sort of a mayonnaise-y spice.
So what I did is, I got into an argument last week on another one of our shows.
Yeah.
And...
I mean, ketchup's the classic.
That's what Jim likes.
Yeah.
And I said, no, mustard.
Oh.
You've got to dip it in mustard.
No.
Have you guys ever tried it?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
When it gets on the French fry.
He likes it.
The French fry is ruined when it touches the mustard.
Yeah, that's the French fry that goes in the trash.
No, I like mustard on everything.
No. You guys are just mustard haters is what it is.
We definitely do have honey mustard as well.
I like honey mustard.
Yes, now you're talking.
Honey mustard.
Honey mustard's
good. I'm good with that. I'm down with the
honey mustard.
That
has mustard in the name. Hey, now, thank you for tuning in to the Casey Food Show, and thank you for being here. We'd like to thank our guest, Casey Smokeburger. And if you want to go find their locations, they have two?
Two locations, yes.
Two locations. Go to Smokeburgers, that's plural, smokeburgers.com, or call them at 816-931-4455. And what we'd like to do is have you tune in next week, because we're going to be talking about going Greek, a little bit more about Mediterranean food. We'll thank you for joining us. We'll be back in 167 hours. This is the Love Casey Food Show.